life, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Quick update on a story we brought you over the weekend. There were roundups here in New Hampshire this past several days, or the past few days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, I believe, was that they picked up, or Saturday day, they picked up three activists in 3 days, three liberty activists that moved here as part of the Free State Project, as did Mark and myself. Guard, you're a New Hampshire native.
Yes, sir.
They came here and they got active for liberty, as over 10,000 people have pledged to do. Over 800 people are here in New Hampshire already, and we're looking to get to 20,000. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. But these activists are peaceful. They do not harm others. They do not aggress against peaceful people. And they were arrested at their homes. One of them and his roommates had guns pointed at them.
Wow.
You did not hear about this, Guard?
Well, this is what you're talking about. Is this Jim and Mike and those guys?
Yeah, Mike had guns pointed at
him. Yeah, I saw it at freekeen.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's some video footage up there at freekeen.com as well. And so they were arrested on what was apparently disorderly conduct charges this morning. And by the way, this is for disorderly conduct that happened allegedly 4 weeks ago during the Liberty Forum during the 420 celebration. So now they've gotten around to actually making arrests that they originally they intended to make that day, but they thought the crowd would get too wild if they kept making arrests on that day. So they waited quietly and tried to discern from activist videos online and postings on forums as to who the people in the videos were. I guess they've ascertained at least three of the people, Jim Johnson, Big Mike, and Lauren Canario. Lauren has yet to be arrested. Jim and Big Mike were arrested over the weekend. Their arraignments were this morning in Nashua District Court, and, of course, activists came out to support them.
Yeah.
Big Mike, they tried to extort $250 from him.
Right, I saw that.
Bail.
And he's not buying that.
Yeah, he has decided that he is not going to be paying the state any money, so they put him in a jail cell.
Bail isn't paying the state any money. Bail is...
Well, it is. If they find you guilty, they're going to take that money out of your bail.
That's a good point.
So, yeah. At least I believe they can do that. It's their system. They can probably do whatever it is they want with your money when you give it to them. But if you don't give it over, then they can't take it. So he's not giving anything, and they're going to stick him in a jail cell on a disorderly conduct charge for an entire month until the trial.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a violation, right? It's not a misdemeanor.
It may be a misdemeanor. I don't know. I don't have that detail. I know that Jim, having just gotten back from dinner with him, because he is out, they were talking about charging him with disorderly conduct. Turns out the charge is impeding traffic.
Impeding traffic?
Or interfering. I think it might have been interfering with traffic, which is apparently a Class A misdemeanor. So they let Jim out. They were going to charge him $100. He said he didn't have the money to pay. Then they decided to make it personal recognizance. So one guy gets charged with disorderly conduct for standing in the street and talking calmly to the police. If you've seen the video of the crackdown that we're talking about, you can see Big Mike just chatting with the cops. He's not in their way. He's not standing in front of the police car or anything like that. He's just talking calmly to them. So he's in jail for $250 that he wouldn't pay. For an entire month, they let Jim walk out, and it was, I don't know if it was the same judge or not, but it was the same courthouse. They let Jim walk out on personal recognizance on a similar charge. There's no consistency.
No.
You cannot predict what these people are going to do one moment to the next.
That's because you don't have a nation of laws.
You have a nation of men.
Nation of men. Exactly.
Right. That's what we're told all along. My God, we have a nation of laws here. No, we don't.
Right.
Because if we did, these guys would have been charged uniformly. They would have been treated uniformly. And, they would be executed on the mall lawn at noon uniformly.
But you know what? Even if it were a nation of laws, the laws are still made by men anyway. You can always reduce it to the men. All politics is based on who has the power.
Men and women, though, I don't know. I don't know those people, and I didn't ask them to go and do that.
Right, and they write the laws. I mentioned this once over one of my podcasts. They write the laws, and I got this once from a former New Hampshire Supreme Court justice. They write the laws with the word reasonable in there all the time so that it gives leeway to the politicians so and the people on the ground
open,
the cops.
Yeah, it's completely open-ended for them.
Yes.
And, of course, as we've seen, and I've actually in the midst of reading Mark Stevens' wonderful book, Adventures in Legal Land, highly recommended, in the midst of reading that, where he talks about a lot of these things and how the, you know, the justice system is really nothing more than a cover for violence.
Yeah,
because when
it
comes to the laws, their so-called laws, their rules, when it comes to the government's rules, we all have to follow them.
But they don't.
They don't.
You got that right, man.
They actually even have in the court rules for the judges that a judge, the man in the robe, can just decide to waive the rules at any time he deems necessary. So there really are no rules that apply. I mean, even in their own rules, they admit that there are no rules.
Now, from their side, you could say, well, you know, you gotta give the judge some leeway because he's the guy who's there every day and knows what's going on, and he has to have some sort of control over what's happening in the court. I mean, come on. But the whole idea of the court system is predicated on what? On having some sort of justice system that protects the rights of the individuals supposedly the government was created to protect. So if these guys can just arbitrarily wipe away your rights and arbitrarily make up their own rules, then really that whole rationale for the existence of government and what it's supposed to do is bogus. We can recognize it as bogus. It is a fight of power. Tomorrow will be an interesting day since tomorrow is the 20th. 420.
Ooh, yes, it will.
It certainly will.
And now my question, and before we get to that, Ian, my question, you guys, is will this devolve? See, you guys are very, very, everybody who's been involved with the Free State Project movement and the nonviolent protests have been very smart. They bring up their show of force in numbers and peaceful protests.
Mm-hmm.
Will this be the sort of thing that continues? The idea of force against force here seems to be the aggression of government against the peaceful exposure of that aggression by individuals. And this will continue, will it?
Oh, absolutely. And the only way to expose their aggression is to remain peaceful. If you decide to get violent, then it will. There will be no question in people's minds who are watching who is at fault.
Yep.
You already have enough people against you when you do peaceful civil disobedience because there's just still so many people that are so locked into the pro-state mindset.
Yes.
Where they're identifying with their abusers with this Stockholm syndrome. You already have enough of that to deal with.
Yeah.
When you just do peaceful civil disobedience, if you get violent and then it's all over.
Let me give you an example. I was chatting with, I don't want to pull this too far from what's been going on, but since this is the 19th and it's the anniversary not only of Patriots Day, you know, Lexington and Concord, but also the anniversary of the Waco massacre by the Clinton administration.
I didn't know that.
On totally bogus, trumped up charges by the ATF, and also the anniversary of the Murrow Building bombing by Timothy McVeigh. I want to concentrate just for a second on that Timothy McVeigh thing and tie that into what you're saying, because Or, for example, the guy a while back who flew his private plane into an IRS building just a number of mm-hmm. months ago because he was going to have basically his life was being destroyed by the IRS. Now, in an abstract form, we can say that that guy who flew his plane into the IRS building, actually, he is justified in defending his property. In order for an individual to be able to survive, he has to be able to retain his property and control it. If he has no assurance of control of his own property, then he has no assurance that he'll be able to take care of his life.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just the way it works. So if you are having your property threatened, then you have a right to defend yourself. But in the public eye, this guy doing this, absolutely crazy. He's killing innocent IRS agents.
Yeah.
Right. And so that sort of thing, even though if you were to really pare it down, if, for example, I brought this up before, if I were talking to a politician about the health care proposal, and I said, hey, if I just want to be left alone, will you come and make me do something? And they say, well, you have to. Well, will you get people and force me? And what if I resist? Then they'll say, well, then we'd have to take you away. So what you're saying is you're threatening me with aggression, right?
Well, no, the men with badges would be doing the threatening.
Exactly. They don't look at it as aggression in the public eye.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231, and that's what we need to change. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military.
Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you,
and Gard,
and Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're free for you at freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the real-world information and detail of the real-world news and the lies that lie behind the propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Started out by giving you an update on some of the activists that were rounded up in arrests, in some cases at gunpoint over the weekend. Things are getting pretty serious up here, I would say, and it's now more so than ever. We need people to make the move up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The sooner you can get here, the better. There's a lot going on. It's not just all civil disobedience and non-cooperation. There's also inside the system stuff happening here, which that aspect of the activism should start to kick into gear here in a few months.
They're having a vote today in the state Senate about legalizing or decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana, which, of course, the
didn't they already vote that down?
The committee tabled it, voted to.
That was this afternoon?
No, that was previous. Inexpedient to legislate.
Well, actually, they're having a vote today on a
something
bill
else.
On this. Yeah.
Huh.
And,
don't hold your breath.
Yeah, and the governor has promised to veto it.
But the fact that it makes it through the House is huge. And this is the other thing that people sort of need to understand is, you know, the first thing, you've got to walk before you can run. The first thing that we're going to do here in the Free State Project is we're not going to be passing all kinds of pro-freedom legislation and rolling back the tide of big government. You're going to be stopping the stuff that comes along first. There's a big difference between stopping bad legislation and passing good legislation. And that's where, you know, the reasonable people need to look, is not looking for, oh, we've had these huge victories by rolling back government. That doesn't make much sense. If you're going to wait for the tide of government in New Hampshire to be rolled way back before you come, then you're going to be living in whatever arduous state that you're in already for quite some time.
I think, you know, it takes a multi-pronged approach, really. Obviously, you have to have people who are willing to try to stop those laws. You have to have people like you guys who are willing to converse with people, try to change minds. I was talking with Glenn Jacobs last night, and he was mentioning Ernie Hancock, and Ernie's satisfied in just freeing minds and changing
minds. We just launched
minds.
A show, by the way, on the Liberty Radio Network.
Ernie's
he's
great.
He's our new live show.
He is awesome.
He actually leads into us now. So if you go to LibertyRadioNetwork.com at 5 o'clock Eastern, you can get it. Ernie's show, and then we follow him up at 7.
Ernie, the guy's amazing. He does two shows a day.
He's incredible. Awesome. I can't imagine doing something like that. I don't know how they do. I know he's not the only one in radio that does that, and that's a lot of preparation and work. And
good for Ernie.
I got enough on my plate. So we'll let him take care of that.
But, you know, Ian, I just want to mention very briefly, just to make sure that people don't misinterpret. I'm not trying to mitigate what Timothy McVeigh did in our last segment. I was talking about the way that the government action is seen and the way that protest action is seen, violent protest action. If you look, for example, today, the headlines all say the anniversary of Oklahoma City bombings.
Yeah.
I don't see any headlines the anniversary of Waco. Okay. Now, Waco happened to be one of the biggest assaults on individual liberty and mass killings by the federal government since
horrible.
The days of the Indians. And without war or without undeclared war, but on its own soil per se, and it seems to be completely forgotten. Not only that, but people like Bill Clinton are out there spouting off this nonsense that talk shows like ours, where people question authority and have conversations about principles and philosophies and leaving one's neighbor alone, questioning whether government is really the best way to do things. That's dangerous and inspires people like Timothy McVeigh to do what he did. Now, one of the interesting things that I found, that Courtney actually looked a lot of this stuff up, she discovered that Timothy McVeigh originally was going to go after a different building. But he discovered that there was a florist, private business, in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
He moved away from that one. He chose the Murrow Building because it was federal offices. I don't know whether he knew there was the daycare center there. He also chose it because it had a very large parking area, and he didn't want the other buildings damaged because they were private offices. He also directed the explosion towards the federal building in a certain way. Now,
you're not apologizing for this guy,
but by his behavior, you can see what he was doing. He was targeting the federal employees. And like I said, I'm not trying to mitigate it or excuse it or anything, but in studying this thing, you say to yourself, this guy was responding 2 years to the day after Waco. There was a reason for that. He went after federal employees. He did it in a certain way. He had reasons for that. And I think it's really beneath anybody to look at this sort of thing X number of years later without studying what his motives were, as twisted as they were.
It's important. It's important to know that. And people ignore that stuff.
Right.
Like they do with Osama bin Laden, who has said time and time again that the reasons for the attacks on 9/11 were the meddling of the military in the Middle East.
Right.
That ends there.
Now, we'll be attacked. You can be attacked if just trying to say, look, he was a criminal. He killed innocent people. And
he meaning
Timothy McVeigh and, of course,
yeah,
all these guys.
Yeah.
And those are not justified approaches. But in an abstract sense, you look at other people who take action against the government and you say, you know what, if you were to really, really pare it down and logically tear it apart, if my life or my livelihood is being threatened, I have a right to self-defense.
Yes, I can empathize with that viewpoint because I used to be there.
You were.
And I've talked about those things in the past, and I've moved away from it, not just because of how it's seen. You're right, Guard, about how people see violence against the government. They see it as illegitimate, and they see it as wrong. I also think that
in many cases it is.
Yeah. I also think that it's just wrong, period, to lower yourself to their level. Violence is the level that they operate at. We can be better than that. And, I also believe that violence begets violence. So I believe that if I'm violent back against them, then that just gives them the reason to go out and crush some more heads and become more violent, whether I'm alive at that point
or not.
It
does in their mind.
Yeah, and I honestly think that people think it's a right or left sort of thing, on-offer thing, which is that if you can't get satisfaction through government, through the political process,
that you have to kill,
you've got to get violent.
Yeah.
And you guys have found a different way. Just don't participate. Get away. And show through
withdraw
your
yourself explicitly.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Withdraw your participation in as much as you can possibly do. Withdraw your cooperation. And most importantly, get together in the same physical geographic area as other people who are of like mind, as we are doing here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Because if you're all alone and non-cooperating, the tank's treads will just run right over top of you and you will be squished and no one will even know what happened. But here, when something happens, there are people who will trumpet what is going on, who will stand with you. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
Angard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. It's all free. Head on over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with other listeners. And be warned, it is virtually unmoderated. bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're going to make a major purchase here in the relatively near future, you need to think about your credit report. It can save you hundreds or thousands, most likely thousands of dollars on a home or a car if you have your credit score cleaned. And they can do that at cleaningcredit.com. It's a law firm out of South Florida. They've been part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years, listed in number one in the consumer advocacy category. It's cleaningcredit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone call. Zach is in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach. You're on the AMP line.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to talk to everyone about the implied social contract that most Americans operate on.
Mm.
How I develop my views, I like to go and research critiques of them and what the other side has to say about a particular issue.
Okay.
And I was doing that the other night, and I came across an explanation of the social contract that kind of stopped me in my shoes, and I wanted to see what the three of you thought.
Okay.
I have just a couple paragraphs, and I'll just read you what this guy wrote, and then you can shoot back what your first thoughts are. There are several explicit means by which people make the social contract with government. The commonest is when your parents choose your residency and or your citizenship after your birth. In that case, your parents are contracting for you, exercising their power of custody. No further explicit action is required on your part to continue the agreement, and you may end it at any time by departing and renouncing your citizenship. What do you guys think?
Okay, well, could you repeat? I couldn't understand the term. Did you say a communist is that?
Don't believe so.
Communist.
Oh, a communist.
Okay, yeah. So this is the choosing one's cell in the prison argument, all right? I was in prison. I spent 9 years in prison. If anybody wants to check it out, they go wiki.freetalklive.com and find out more. The fact is, there were better and worse cells. I had a cell where, for a while, that I could look out and see a fountain and, the moon shining through, and it was relatively nice. And honestly, I did pick that room because I had worked myself up in the social hierarchy there in the prison and polished boots and done whatever I needed to do with the staff, and I was treated quite well. However, there were rooms where, it was a very violent pod, or you would be sodomized by some sick person, or you'd be, gassed on a regular basis in K-Dorm. There were better and worse cells in the prison, and I could have chosen any of those if I had wanted to. But it's still a prison, and is right. That the way we want to run our societies? It's really the better or worse cancer. Yes, from a social contract standpoint, the United States is one of the better places to live from a freedom standpoint, when you're looking at technology, when you're looking at accessibility of services, when you're looking at overall freedom, the ability, free speech and all these other things. It's true. It's a great prison cell. But is it, am I wrong? Am I bad? Am I terrible for wanting more freedom for me and my family? And the people that explain the social contract, whether it's legitimate or illegitimate, they're still going to throw me in a cage if I don't follow it. So it's an argument that doesn't really matter.
Well, it's just something that in their minds justifies the violence. I mean, when you object to the social contract theorist, when you object to them and you say, yeah, I don't agree with this. I don't want to go along with it. They're hurting people, well, they say, well, it's a social contract. This is why the government's here. You agree to it. And then, like you're saying, Zach, that they cite the idea that, well, your parents birthed you and they filled out some paperwork. And so, I mean, this is essentially what was proposed here. They birthed you, filled out some paperwork, and voila,
viola,
you are in the social contract, and you are a party to it, and if you don't like it, you can physically leave.
Yeah, you're old enough now.
Yeah. Hold on, Gard. And that goes against all of the definitions of what we're talking about here. And if we're talking about a society, because they'll say things like, well, you're part of this society.
It's voluntary.
The definition of society has to do with people getting together on a voluntary basis to come together to perform some common task or for some common purpose. And so if you want to say that the signing of a birth certificate is somehow contracting a baby into something that at the point at which they decide they no longer wish to be a part of, they have to physically leave, well, says who? How is that binding on me? How is any of that binding on me because of what my parents decided to do? How does that make any sense at all? Otherwise, parents could just, screw their kids over in all kinds of ways, sign them up for all kinds of things.
It also presupposes the legitimacy of the society in the first place.
Perfect.
The society of this government of the United States of America wasn't set up by a unanimous decision of all people that were on that particular landmass at the time. It was decided by a majority or a minority that had just won a war with a bunch of guns, and let's not forget what they did with the Indians too. They didn't get a vote at all.
Right.
It's like stocking the island of Hawaii with servicemen, having them vote, telling the Hawaiians, "Hey, look, you're part of the state now. Good luck."
Yeah.
This is an illegitimate social contract from the very beginning.
Right. Because
there's not a contract where I come up and it's Jeremy, right?
Zach.
It's not a contract. If I come up and stick a gun in your face and say, hey, you're on me and Guard's team now, you do what we say, you don't like it, and you're a deviant.
Oh, Zach, one more thing, not to pile on too much, but what all these guys said, it rings so true. And to pare it down, there in political disputation or philosophical disputation, there is a term called the right to exit. And if your relative choices are worse, or it's difficult to get to the places where that are would be equal or better, then your right to exit is limited. If your right to exit is limited, then all of social contract theory is shot down, because the idea is, well, if you don't like it, just go someplace else. Well, the else to which you would go is either as bad or worse, or it's very difficult to get away. And besides that, even that concept presupposes that it's up to you to get away just because you were born there and raised there. It shouldn't be.
What obligation?
Yeah, the fact that there's a mafia in town and you were born into that town, or there's a mafia in that town, doesn't mean that, well, if you stayed there, you accept it. It might mean that it's difficult to get away from them. It might mean that you would like to stay where you are, and you choose not to accept it. You're a free individual. So all social contract theory is predicated on utter falsehoods and a lack of an understanding of reality and individual sovereignty.
It's like calling political science science, as though it has anything to do with science. The social contract isn't a contract, because there's no meeting of the minds.
Right.
The people that are supposedly contracting do not consent. They don't come to an understanding of what is being proposed. There's no offer and acceptance. Your parents aren't being any point are never being presented with the offer. You're never given the opportunity to accept or deny it. There's no mutual consideration, meaning that there's not an exchange of something of value, and there's no performance or delivery, because the government has no obligation to perform.
And the way they call it the contract is it's just so angering. It just incenses me.
It is. It's an insult to real contracts. But yeah. Zach, thoughts on all that?
Well, that all makes a lot of sense. This guy, he wrote a bunch of essays on several different topics. So maybe I'll call in tomorrow night and pick your guys' brains on a different one.
That would be great. Yeah, where did you get this from again?
And we can find out who it is. Talk to him.
I just Googled critiques of libertarianism, and it's first link.
Is it the Government is Good website?
That I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, because there's some guy out there who's a college professor who's created a website called Government is Good, and it's basically a big critique of libertarianism. Thank you for the call tonight, Zach. Appreciate it, because the social contract is a big, big objection that some of the most just devout statists will bring up and just tout as though it's utter truth, and it's just utter nonsense.
Weak. Really weak.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Social contract basically means you do as we say, whatever it is that we say. You didn't agree to anything. Now obey, sucker. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food's Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March, and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month Superfood Spring Pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Site is basically created by listeners like you. You can go create an account. It's free. And then you can add in whatever kinds of show prep suggestions that you might want to hear on Free Talk Live. You might think our listeners would enjoy. Whether it be an article from the internet, some news source, or a video, or blog post, whatever you want, you can put it into the site, and then other listeners will vote them up or vote them down based on how they feel, and you can do the same thing. And then the most popular stories, supposedly, will make it to the front page of our website, making it more likely we'll use them for our on-air stuff here. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. That's freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls. Going first to Ryan, listening in Washington. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. You got to turn down whatever that is that you're listening to, though.
Is that too loud? Sorry about that.
Yeah, any loudness is too loud, but I can't hear it now, so go ahead.
Okay. Just a quick thought on the social contract. You know, the idea that signing the birth certificate binds the child for life to the contract seems to fly in the face of the way custodial contracts have traditionally been done, in addition to all the other points that you guys made. You know, just as an example, if you take your kid to the doctor, they generally make you fill out forms. You fill out the forms on behalf of your kid, go in and see the doctor, and then you leave and don't pay. The doctor doesn't sue the child, they sue the parent.
Yeah, good point.
Because the responsibility for the contract comes with the person who made the agreement. Not
right, even if you were 17 when the parents signed the papers, even if you were 17 years old when your parents signed the papers and then 18 years old by the time the doctor was done treating you, as long as your parents are still there, ostensibly they're supposed to foot the bill.
Also, yep. if for whatever reason you manage to get some credit for your child, and I've heard of this being done, like credit card? Yeah, like credit cards and things like that for your child, and then you use them yourself and basically trash your child's credit, you owe your child. I mean, they can actually bring suit against you. So it's this further backs up your statement.
Yeah. Yep, that's also often considered a form of fraud. The other, you know, the flip side of that, the kind of evil flip side, is that you know, before you're 18, you can't earn money either. If you sign I guess it varies per state, but, you know, there's lots of stories where, like, child actors went and earned a whole bunch of money, and their parents took it all and legally entitled to it because they were too young to sign the contract.
As I understand it, this is true everywhere, is that parents have the right to the money that their children earn while at work. Of course, that's mitigated by the fact that in most areas, children aren't really allowed to work until they're, I think it's 15, and that's so arduous that it's really 16 or 17 that the kids can start to work.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So I just thought I'd mention that. That's it. I
got to
run.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I don't want to keep you. I would like to point out that child labor laws don't protect children from working. They protect children from a certain type of work. Nobody would say that an academic doesn't work, right?
Sure.
But children are forced every day by the letter of the law and truancy laws and things like that to go to school. So children have to work. They just have to work at, jobs that don't pay anything.
Government approved.
That's right.
Also, you can spawn your children and have them work in your family business, restaurant or farm or whatever, and work them until their little fingers bleed, if that's what you choose to do. And that's completely legal. Child actors, of course, legal. So the idea that we've somehow been children have been saved by the Democrats from child labor is absolutely ludicrous. Doesn't make any sense. All it's done is taken jobs that children could have, earned money from if they were free for people. Yeah,
not only earned money but also earn life experience, which is just so valuable.
Right.
I went to work really at 12. Mature until I started working with the public.
I went to work at 12, and I consider what I learned from the time I went to work probably more valuable than anything I learned in high school.
Did you guys ever hear the story about Alex Ray, who runs the Common Man restaurants in New Hampshire?
No.
The one about the kids?
Yeah. And just real quick, everybody, this is an amazing story. He decided, you know what? I know how valuable it is for young kids to work. I'll set up a summertime work program for the kids where they can run our breakfast shops in our hotels. And they're great sort of rustic sort of hotels. They'll run the whole kitchen area. They'll buy the food. They'll set their own hours. They'll do everything. They'll do the orders. They'll learn everything about this, especially if they're interested in getting in this field. And you know what?
These
kids
did
it. Yeah, it was great. They come from these high schools, and their parents are like, thumbs up. This is cool. And they're getting involved. The kids set their own hours. They worked extra because they were getting tips and all these things. The government of New Hampshire comes in, fines him, because the kids set their own hours in violation of labor laws. The kids chose to work at what they wanted to do, and the government said, no, sir, you have provided them this opportunity to work more. You are doing something bad. So we got fined like $5,000. Because these kids wanted to set their own hours,
I don't know whether he was paying them, how he was paying them or whatever, but it may not even be that he was paying them. I mean, the $2.13 an hour that I made as a server was just to pay the taxes, on my paycheck. The money I made was the tips.
Oh, everything.
In
his
story.
As far as everything was concerned, the kids, they volunteered to get involved.
They were making enough to come back.
They loved it. They loved what they were doing. It was a great time for them.
Free or die, man. Live free or die. Somebody said on a forum recently that New Hampshire follows that motto.
It's so silly.
Well, I think that New Hampshire probably follows that model more so than most states. I mean, it's a relative thing.
I don't know. Live free or die. There's only two choices there. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brody, listening in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brody.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
It sounds like you're pretty much on topic of what I actually want to talk about tonight. I've been wanting to call in for a little while. I read most of Mark Stevens' book, Adventures in Legaland.
Oh, yeah, great book.
And even though I was a voluntarist before I read it, it still opened your mind.
He really put some perspective on the whole judicial system in process that I think is really unique and people deserve to hear.
Yeah. It really opens your mind and makes you really think about reality and obligations. Now, I know you guys have talked about the fact that the Constitution isn't a binding contract that anybody has signed. But another aspect that I've thought about recently is something that everybody knows, but it's amazing how everybody just glosses over it. And I brought this up to my friend the other night when I was having a conversation with him, and he's in the military, very heavily statist. But the thing I brought up is the United States government was established by just a bunch of men writing some words on paper.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, and it was established by a bunch of men writing some words on paper. The Constitution was, as other people have pointed out, like Boston Tea Party and Glenn Jacobs, you know, told me at the threat for to in order to accept the Constitution, they needed the states to sign on. Rhode Island, by an 11-1 margin, they had a vote, a plebiscite. They did not want to approve the Constitution, and so the states. Threatened, the other states threatened an embargo, which is an act of war.
Well, by using the term state, you also just mean group of men.
Yes, right? Yes.
The other so they needed some groups of men to say okay before they could go ahead with their piece of
precisely.
Paper.
Precisely. Well,
so either way, we're still talking about a slightly larger group of men than Brody originally mentioned.
Exactly. The people in Rhode Island who were the groups of men decided that they didn't want to do it, although this was a larger representative body, a huge, huge plebiscite that said, no, we don't want this. And so the Constitution itself was seen by many as sort of a coup d'etat.
What is the word? Plebiscite?
Yeah, plebiscite. You know, plebiscite. A large vote. A referendum vote.
I see.
Yeah.
The vote of the people. A real populist, you know, hearing of the
yeah,
of
whatever
their opinions.
That's worth. Right. But you know, and it just goes to show you that the Constitution itself. You hear all these great and wondrous things about the Constitution that it was inspired by God. Really, I didn't know God was in favor of embargo threats.
Moses brought it down from the mountain. What the hell do you want?
Did God think black men were 3/5 of a man?
Let's look at the times here. Okay, I mean, you know, for the times,
God was
understanding how things were going at the time, so he handed down the Constitution and the Gettysburg Address to Moses Abraham Washington, and he brought it down off the mountain.
And we know that God hates women, of course. So anyway, go ahead, Brody, with your thoughts.
Okay, yeah. So my point is that they wrote some words down on a piece of paper, and in essence they said, we're establishing a business that you have to pay us for our services, but we'll let you vote the management in.
And we don't even have to provide the services. You have to pay anyway.
Right, you just have to pay for whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
So my point is, well, how is that legitimate for establishing a business? I mean, that's just like me saying, okay, everybody establishing a grocery store and saying, okay, everybody within 50 square miles of my grocery store has to buy food from my grocery store under threat of death. But I'll let you vote for the management.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about right.
That's great.
I mean, that's not a legitimate way to do business. No one would accept anything like that, but they accept the government on its face, even though that's how it was established.
They sure do, and I think a big reason for it is because they were taught to accept that by the government, because the government's running the schools. Brody, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Are you a domestic terrorist? You think you're sovereign, you might just be. We'll talk about the FBI saying that in a moment.
Do you need a new computer, but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now, and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.